Well, you know, we've all admired your work, Al, and Lord knows we're looking forward to seeing you at Carter Baron tonight. Tickets are at the gate tonight. Showtime is 8 p.m. And I've dabbled in song parodies myself.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know you got your Casio there. I wonder if maybe you could accompany me if I did a little something spicy.
Oh, I'd be honored.
And let me know if I'm on the right track.
Okay.
Whether it's worth bothering to call Johnny Burnett and get... He's probably on a slab by now. Toe tagged years ago. But... Or would I have to call Ringo to get permission?
Who would I call? Call Johnny.
Johnny, because Ringo's already called Johnny.
Right.
All right, see if Johnny... If he's not on a slab when he hears it, this will kill him. Well. You came on like a dream. I started to steam. Squeezing that tight behind. You're 16. You're pregnant. And it's mine. Your long legs and blonde curls, short skirt unfurled, thighs so shapely and fine. You're 16, you're pregnant, and it's mine.
Oh, no!
What a vixen you could pet. You went bobbing the first night we met. I buried it deep, you arched your back. Oy, how I wish I could take it back. I shot all of my dreams and future plans just to prove I'm a man. You're 16, you're pregnant, and it's mine. A glorious blunder, do death and thunder, my pile driving behind. You're 16, you're pregnant, and it's mine.
You just dropped their pants.
Saw you splayed, looking sweet. Lo and behold, I am doodad deep. We had the best hobble-dookie. So what's all this talk about paternity? I destroyed all of my dreams. There's no turning back. I should have stayed home and whacked. You're 16. You're pregnant. And it's mine. You're 16. You're pregnant. And it's mine. Hey, it's Bravo Lingus. Thanks, Al. Appreciate you doing that. What do you think? Should I call Johnny Burnett and look up the old rockers home?